So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Welcome everybody, it's Dan Latto speaking. Hope you're well today. We're here in Spain. It's another red hot day. Thankfully, there's nothing better than being in lockdown than being in really hot weather. It's much better than being stuck indoors and it raining all the time. But in this session, I want to talk about lockdown a little bit. I want to talk about sourcing deals and about a couple of things that you can probably start doing now if you haven't already started doing them already that's going to help you on your property sourcing journey. So we're going to break this into two different parts. The first part I'm going to talk about is indirect marketing. And then the second part, which is probably the juicy part, is the more direct marketing that you should be doing right now during lockdown, during COVID, during a light lockdown, whatever it is that you want to call it. If you've got any questions or comments, stick them in the comment box. I can see the comment box here and hopefully it will come up. If you've got any questions about property sourcing, stick it in there and we'll answer them. So how are you sourcing property deals? Now, let's talk about the indirect marketing. And what I mean by indirect marketing is that you're not specifically going out to find property deals during indirect marketing. What you're actually doing is building reputation, okay? So, look, your reputation is one of the most important things that you can ever carry with you, and it goes everywhere that you go. And if you make a mistake 10 years ago, that mistake can follow you around everywhere. And so you've got to start building reputation. And we do that by posting out content like this, by posting videos, by commenting on Facebook, by posting images. All that stuff is supposed to make you look like you're a nice person, okay? And if you're not a nice person, then you need to take a good cold look at yourself and become a nice person. Stop being an ass. Just be nice. But the indirect marketing does extra stuff. It's not just about building a reputation. It's about getting people to know you. So in marketing, we have this thing called KLT. KLT stands for Know, Like, and Trust. And the first part of that, the K, is the knowability. You could have the best product on the market. You could help a billion people. But if nobody knows who you are, you ain't going to do anything. Okay? You're not going to find deals. You're not going to source deals. You're not going to sell deals. So you've got to find a way of getting into people's minds. You've got to earn some rent inside people's heads. Because when we talk about brand, let's say Coca-Cola, for example, when you think about Coca-Cola, where are you thinking about it? In your head. Unless you happen to be drinking a can of Coke right now, you're not thinking about it. But if you think, oh, I feel like a nice cold drink, oh, Coca-Cola. All that information is happening inside your head. It's not on TV. It's not on what you see outside, you know, Christmas and the red Coca-Cola truck, but all of that happens inside of your head or somebody else's head, and you happen inside of somebody else's head. And if they're not thinking about you, they might be thinking about their competitors or about their problems, but if they don't even know you exist, they're definitely not thinking about you. So you've got to find a way of getting inside people's heads so that they are contemplating you in some way. They're thinking about you, they're listening to you. They're watching you, just like you're doing right now, either listening to this on the replay, in which case, thank you on the podcast, or you're watching this live on YouTube or live on Facebook or we're live on Twitter. It doesn't matter. You've got to find a way of getting into people's heads so that they are starting to think about you. Not only do people need to start thinking about you, they also got to like you, okay? And, you know, like some people like me, some people don't like me. Either one of those is fine by my standards. If people don't like me, they are never going to waste my time. Wonderful. Those that do like me, the other 50%, let's say, hopefully it's a bit more than that, the other 50%, they're going to do business with me. But they do that because not only do they know me, they then start to like me. And then the final part of that is once they get to like you, then they start to trust you. And then if you bring in deals, so like we did this a while back, we've not done it for a long time, actually. I honestly don't know why. We're so busy building businesses, buying businesses, and so on. Lockdown's been very busy for us. But one of the good things that you could do is if you've got access to a property deal, you should be going live on the property deal on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and YouTube and everywhere else that you can do. You should be going live and going, okay, guys, we've got this property. It's in Leeds. It's a two-bed, valued at 100.
we think it's worth, we think we can get it for 70. We know it's worth 100 because the other properties in that area are telling us that it needs this amount of work doing to it. The vendor needs to move quick because they're in this situation. Drop me a message and we'll talk about it, right? So like when we used to post out videos like that, we would get people coming to us and going, I want that deal. So now they're getting to know us. Now they're getting to like us and vendors starting to trust us. But you've got to start building that process. Now, the other part of this is that that process does not take place overnight. You don't just switch on, you go live. I mean, I've been going live now for years, absolutely years. We're over 450 podcasts, and the podcast series has been going for 5 years, okay? So we've been building this over a long period of time, and you've also got to start building this over a long period of time as well. I'm in a fortunate position. I've got a very good digital marketing agency, which I own. They can edit all my videos. They transform them into podcasts. They send them out on social media. So we get like double and triple whammies at this. So we'll go live on Facebook, live on YouTube, and that's a live event. This is live right now. Wonderful. We'll then take that content. We'll turn that into a podcast. Wonderful. We'll take the videos and then we'll repurpose those videos and send them back out on social media. So we've got the original video, we've got the podcast, and then we've got the recording of the video, and all that is reposted out on social media because 90% of people won't know that you're going live. They'll never see your videos. So this is the indirect marketing. This is what the results are going to be from your indirect marketing over a period of time. People are going to know you. They're going to like you. They're going to start to trust you. They're going to want to do business with you. They're going to want their friends to do business with you. We get recommended more than we do closing business from cold traffic. So let me say that again a bit clearer. We close more business through recommendation than we do just going out and cold traffic, brand new people who've never heard of us. And the reason for that is, one, it's a recommendation. That's very powerful. Two, they then start following our journey. They see we go live, they see our images, they see some of our lifestyle, and they think, yeah, I like this guy. Or maybe they think, no, I don't like this guy. Again, whichever one is fine. But then when the timing is right and they are ready to take action, they'll then take action in some way or form, and they'll become a client, either through a selling of a property or buying of a property, or through a digital marketing agency, or through the construction company, whatever that happens to be. So this is the first part. You've got to start building the KLT. This is the indirect marketing. There is no immediate return on investment on this kind of marketing, okay? It's slow burn. It takes place over a period of time, and that period of time can be a week. It could be a month. It could be a year. It could be a decade. So when you look at Grant Cardone or Gary Vee, Grant Cardone did 1,000 videos before he even picked up any viewers, okay? It's a long, slow game, but it doesn't cost you anything, and you'll see the benefits over a period of time, and we are still reaping the rewards from those benefits from videos we did 5 years ago. Okay, let's talk about the second bit then, which is more of a direct marketing. The indirect marketing, by the way, you just need a camera. We've actually got another camera here because I was doing some videos earlier. This is just a Canon M50 with a screen, so you can even see yourself. There you go. And right now, by the way, I'm live using a Logitech 920. It's plugged in via USB, really simple stuff into the laptop. And anyway, you've got your phone, no reason not to go live. The direct marketing, let's just dive into that a little bit more. So the direct marketing then, during lockdown, before lockdown, we could go out and network. Not that I live in the country, but my business partner can go out and network, and they would meet people and they'd find deals. But that's kind of stopped now. So what else are you going to do for your direct marketing? So a couple of things you can do. You can be placing adverts on Gumtree, responding to adverts on Gumtree. You can be dropping leaflets. Like for us, leaflet dropping is definitely the way forward. And you want to be dropping thousands and thousands and thousands of leaflets. And obviously that can be very hard to do. It can be very expensive to do. But it's this thing called commitment. You're either committed to this journey and you're committed to making money as a property sourcer. And while you're in lockdown, especially if you've been furloughed, you should have been hitting the streets, walking up and down the streets, dropping leaflets yourself. Or you should be paying somebody else to do it. or you should be paying someone's niece to go and help you do it, or nephew to help you drop them. So there's two or three of you out and dropping 3,000 leaflets a day. You know, over the next 7 days, that's 21,000 leaflets. That's generally a deal in there, generally. Obviously, things are different now because we're in lockdown and not as many people are thinking about selling, maybe. They might be holding on, just waiting to see what's happening in the market. And obviously, what's happening with property right now? Are we heading to a recession? And nobody really knows. But you should be putting out thousands of leaflets. And I'm not going to go into all the different ways that you can market. It's all in the training course. It's 27 quid. You should buy that. It's 27 quid. But you've got to be, and by the way, I should say here, it's not the methodology that's going to make the difference here for you. It's not leaflets over postcards. I mean, it is leaflets over postcards, but that's not the thing that's going to make the difference. The difference is if you put 10,000 postcards up in every takeaway in your city and post office and supermarket, you're going to get a deal out of that. I'll say that again because I kind of think it goes over people's heads sometimes. I kind of don't realize the amount of work that has to be done in order to get a deal. If you drop 10,000 postcards in takeaways, post offices, news agents, supermarkets, anywhere, someone's going to read that and pass it on to someone else, or someone's going to read that and think, oh, that's me. As long as you've got your marketing right and you're saying the right things on the postcard that you're putting up there. But you do that 10,000 times, you're going to get a deal. But most people are not prepared to do that 10,000 times because they say, oh, but it's easy. My mate, he's in such and such group online with thousands of investors, and they just dropped 1,000 leaflets and they just got the first deal. And it should be as easy as that. What are you on about? That's not how property sourcing works. Property sourcing is going to be one of the hardest things you've ever done. When you get it right and it works, it becomes the easiest thing you've ever done. Like rocket science is rocket science, unless you're a rocket scientist, in which case it's easy, okay? Brain surgery is brain surgery. Like, for me, brain surgery is really hard. For a brain surgeon, easy. Leaflet dropping, property sourcing, dropping postcards, dealing with vendors, dealing with buyers of property, all that different kind of thing, that's really hard, unless you know what you're doing. And you know what you're doing through two things. One is knowledge, knowing how to do it and what to do and when to do it and what to say. And the other is an experience. Well, I've dropped 10,000, I've dropped 20,000, I've dropped 50,000. I've had 18 phone calls, and off those 18 phone calls, we had 8 viewings. And off those 8 viewings, we put offers in on all of them, and we got 3 potentials. And that dropped down into 1 sale. Like, if that's the way that it's going to work, then that's the way it's going to work. If you've got to drop 50,000 leaflets to get one deal, most people would say, I ain't dropping 50,000 leaflets. I'm worth more than that. That's what people say. And you ain't worth anything if you've not got your first deal yet. And you've got to keep going and keep going and keep going. And the thing that I would say to you, if you have dropped 20, 30, 40, 50,000 leaflets and still not had a result, number one, check the content of the leaflet. Is your phone number right? Is your website right, etc.? Number two, change your leaflet entirely. We've got a very badly handwritten leaflet with spelling mistakes on it that converts very well as well, right? But it's a different leaflet. And we can drop that in a nice area and it still converts. And we can drop it in a not so nice area and it doesn't convert. Like, we have no idea what makes a leaflet convert. Sometimes it's a really nice one. Sometimes it's a really bad one. Like, no idea. It can there's so many variables. It can depend on the time of year, what's going on in the marketplace, and so on and so forth. But if you've done that and you've checked your leaflets and you've got different types of leaflets and you're still not getting those results, what are you going to do? That's the question. Are you going to give up? You can do. No harm in giving up. Or just move all your dreams to one side as while you go back to work after furlough. You can do that. Or are you going to keep going and keep going and keep going? And the question you should be asking yourself is, are other people dropping leaflets and are they getting results? And the answer is yes, by the way. And so if you're dropping leaflets and not getting results, it's not the dropping of leaflets that's the problem. It's either your methodology of dropping, it's either what's on the leaflet, it's the phone number's wrong, the tonality of the leaflet is wrong, printed on the wrong paper, you're dropping in the wrong location, it's the wrong time of year. Who the hell knows? But we know that the dropping of leaflets is a thing that actually gets results, so that's what you should be doing. Like, and by the way here, it's not just the dropping of leaflets, because that's the direct marketing. If you've got no indirect marketing, so let me give you an example. I'm in a social media group, and in the social media group, there's a guy on there saying he's trying to give away three trials for doing Facebook ads, and he can't give them away. And he's going, I'm really confused. I'm giving them away. I'm doing what everyone said. And I went to look at his Facebook profile. Oh, my gosh, smoking weed. Just random pictures of all his mates. And you're like, dude, what are you doing? You ain't going to close anything like that, because they might know you. I don't like you, and I certainly don't trust you. What are you doing? This is where the indirect marketing comes in. If you're dropping leaflets and you ain't getting the result, and your Facebook profile or your business profile or your website is just dreadful, then that could be a reason why. It's not the dropping of leaflets that's to blame. You could take two people, okay, exactly the same leaflet. One person closes a load of business. One person closes zero business. Housing estates that are next door to each other, and the reason is that the indirect marketing hasn't been done. That's why it's a two-pronged approach. You have to do both at the same time. You can't just drop thousands of leaflets. I mean, you might get lucky, okay, but it's 2020. People are going online. They want to check reviews. They want to look at your website. They want to check your Facebook. They want to check you out on LinkedIn. And if you've got none of those things, if you're not posting regularly onto social media, if you're not posting regularly news updates on your website, people are simply not going to have the trust that they should have, and they ain't going to be doing business with you. Right. No comments today, so that's fine. We are very early today. It's supposed to be 12 o'clock, but we've got lots on today, so... I just wanted to go live and get this done for you. I hope that's useful. If you've got any comments, drop them in the box. I'll still see them. Other than that, we are live. We're supposed to be live on Friday in a Mindset and Hustle show, but we'll have to pick up a new dog, as you do, which we're very excited about. So we might be able to do that. I'm sure we'll film some of it anyway. We'll post that as a video for YouTube and Facebook. Other than that, look, have a great week. Get dropping leaflets. Get some indirect marketing, get some videos done, get some content created, start shoving it out there, start building up your knowability, your likability, and your trustability, and those results will start coming in. Other than that, look, have a great week, and we'll speak to you soon. My name is Dan Latta. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.